A word for you from Hosea chapter 5, verse 13. When Ephraim saw his sickness and Judah his wound, then Ephraim went to Assyria and sent to the great king, but he is not able to cure you or heal your wound. God expresses his grief that his people have departed from him so far that they seek help in other places and not from their God, the only one who is able to cure them and heal their wound. You see, their wounds were because of their own sin, not because of some injustice wrought upon them, not because of something unfair. As Christians, we often complain, that person, what they did to me, that's why I'm in this situation. No, but you are the cause of your own grief. Very often that is the case. Of course, there are hardships that God allows. There's persecution that God allows that is not connected to your sin, but is able to purify you and help you. But if you have this sickness of Ephraim and the wounds of Judah, then it is because of sin, and you go and seek help in the wrong places. Perhaps you go and seek help from psychoanalysis. Perhaps it's from meditation, and you use Eastern methods to try and meditate and empty your mind and your heart of everything and hope that God will fill the empty space. Some even go to the stars. They read their astrology prediction for the day. Some will go to some extreme form of Christianity where it looks very, very promising, but it ends up just being froth and bubbles and no content, nothing solid from the Word of God. It is help from man. As was the case with Ephraim and Judah, they went to Assyria. Assyria being the enemy of God's people. They went to the great king because he was the greatest and most powerful king of their day. Don't look for help in the wrong places. As God says, he is not able to cure you or heal your wound. Come to the one who was wounded for your sake. He carried your sickness when he went to the cross, and all you need to do is bring your sins to him, admit your guilt. He is able to cure you. He can thoroughly heal your wound and make you whole again.